Okay, we're on the top of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line, sixth line, where it says Meisvei. Just 1 minute of recap, because this is going to be important for the whole day. According to the Chachamim, according to the Rabbanan, they hold that the year that there was Matan Torah, that month, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, and the Torah was given that Shabbos. Everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Only question is, when was Rosh Chodesh that year? According to the Chachamim, it was on Monday. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was on Sunday. Just keep that in mind, because the Gemara is going to ask questions on both of them throughout the Daf. So Rabbi Yossi, again, was on Sunday, and the Chachamim were on Monday. Fine. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, we have a question. It says, V'kidashtem hayom u'machar, that you should be holy, you should make yourselves holy, hayom u'machar, today and tomorrow. Yes, yes. Since the question was how is this machlokas connected to the machlokas in the Mishnah about Plata Shechva Zera? Yeah, it's all connected because they each hold that according to the Rabbanan there was 1 day less, so they hold 1 day less of they hold 1 day less of Prisha. Had to be 1 day less of separation. According to Rabbi Yossi, there was an extra day. But we're going to see all that. We're going to get to that right now. So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk over there in Shemos, V'kidashtem hayom u'machar, that you should prepare yourselves today and tomorrow. So Kasha l'Rabbi Yossi, isn't that a question on Rabbi Yossi? Because according to this, the Pasuk seems to imply that you only need 2 days of preparation, hayom and machar, today and tomorrow. Meaning, according to the Chacham, this Pasuk is fine. This could have been said on Wednesday, today, or even Thursday, today and tomorrow. And then you'll be ready on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to see, he held there was an extra day of preparation. So why did it only say today and tomorrow?
Yes, the
Yimei Prisha. So the Gemara answers, Amalach Rabbi Yossi, Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Mitaito. Moshe, you're right. You're right. It only says today and tomorrow. But Moshe added on an extra day by himself. That means fundamentally he holds only 2 days. Fundamentally, according to this, the Matan Torah was going to be on a Friday, according to this, because he, right? Only 2 days.
But more importantly, the Kolet HaShech HaZera is only 2 days.
Right, the Kolet HaShech HaZera is only 2 days.
And this is just expressed by Matan Torah, but normally...
And right, so the question is, right, so it's a whole machlok is how you fit this into the Kolet HaShech HaZera issue. Maybe, as I saw last night, Moshe, maybe he might have done this for the Erev Rav, who were not Mechamamos, because they were not daigus and mitzvahs really, because they were really there only as a second choice, and that's why he added an extra day for them. Others say that he really added an extra day because he wanted to include maybe being Hashmashos, and Hashem was more, he saw better, the extra day was not generally necessary, so Moshe added an extra day, and so if he wouldn't have added an extra day, then the Matan Torah would have been on Friday. So it seems to be, according to Rabbi Yossi. Matan Torah would have been on Friday. Right? So we said yesterday, it says Zachar Shem HaShavah Zakacho. And we said that Zachar is the Itzumo of the day. So the Pnei Yeshua says that Enoch Hanami, had Moshe not added the extra day, it would not have said Zachar Shem HaShavah Zakacho in the Yitzhak Tadiris. It only would have said Shamar. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. So anyway, Moshe added an extra day. Therefore, this pasuk is not a problem. Hashem said yesterday and tomorrow. Moshe said added an extra day. Tanya, Gimel Devarim Asa Moshe Midaito. There are three things that Moshe did by himself. That Moshe did on his own. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo. And Hashem agreed with it. Hashem was maskim. What are the three things? Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. He added an extra day by himself. Upireish Min HaIsha. He separated from his wife Tzipora, even after everybody else was allowed to go back to their wives. Tosfos even implies maybe even before Matan Torah he separated. And Hashem agreed to that. And Vishibur Es HaLuchos, he broke the Luchos. So Hosef Yom Echad Midaito, he added an extra day. So my Darish, what led him to add an extra day? Because it says in the Pasuk, Hayom U'machar, today and tomorrow. Hashem only said, I want you to prepare yourselves today and tomorrow. So Moshe made the following drasha to himself. Hayom kimachar. Today, just like tomorrow. Ma lamachar laila imo. Just like tomorrow. It's going to start. Let's say it's Thursday night. Let's say it's Wednesday morning. So it's Wednesday, today, and tomorrow. When Hashem told him Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, Hashem told him, prepare yourselves today and tomorrow. Thursday morning. Thursday morning, Hashem said, prepare yourselves today and... No, it was Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. Hashem said, today and tomorrow. So it's Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, which is the extra day, that Moshe added on. So Moshe said, Ma lamacha leila imo, just like tomorrow. Just like Thursday is going to be Wednesday night. And Thursday, the night, and then the day, af hayom, so too. When the pasuk, when Hashem told me hayom, he really must have meant laila imo. The night following the night, and then the day coming afterwards. But this night already passed, because it's Wednesday. So the night before, Hashem told him in the morning. Hashem told him in the morning. Exactly. So therefore Moshe added an extra day to have 2 days of Laila with the day. Okay? The night before. No, Hashem said it to him Wednesday. And Hashem meant Wednesday and Thursday. Matan Torah was going to be on Friday. But Moshe said, it's not right. I have to have 2 days with the night coming in between. So it's Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Thursday night, Friday. And then we'll have Matan Torah on Shabbos.
So, why are we doing 3 days?
Because Moshe added an extra day. Moshe added an extra day. By himself. Moshe made this drasha. Really, Matan Torah was going to be on Friday. And really Hashem said, Wednesday morning, today and tomorrow. And you're all set.
So then halachically, maybe we don't really need 3 days.
You mean for Pleasant Sheikh Vazera?
Right.
Maybe you don't. Ein HaKanani. Maybe you don't. According to this opinion.
Right.
Right.
According to this
opinion,
Rabbi
Kiva
would fit in better.
Right. Rabbi Kiva would fit in better. Right. And you have to fit them all in. Right. So one of the Farshim explains, what kind of drasha is this? Hashem says today and tomorrow. What's Moshe doing? It's not a normal drasha. Hashem said today and tomorrow. So Moshe comes along. It must mean that the night could follow the day. Why must it mean that? So what I saw was a very nice answer. Moshe, that Hashem was telling him, right now you're all b'nei, you're all Nachrim. And by Nachrim, there's no such concept of Vayihi Erev Vayihi Voker, the night coming before the day. That's only by Jews. So today and tomorrow, it's very nice. So Moshe said, no, we want to be considered as Jews even before Matan Torah. So we're going to hold the night has to come before the day. That's halachically a day. The night. So you told me today, so fine. So today's one day. We'll hold Wednesday night and Thursday, and Thursday night and Friday. 2 days, the way Jews have 2 days. And Moshe and Hashem was masked into that. That's what's going on here. So Shema Minah, so Moshe is making this whole cheshbon. He said, Shema Minah must mean, Shrei Yomi, Levar Meha'idna. 2 days besides today. Because today the night is already passed. It's already Wednesday morning. So it must be 2 days besides this. How do you know Hashem was masking to this? Because Hashem did not arrive on Har Sinai until Shabbos morning. So it didn't happen until Shabbos morning. If Hashem wouldn't have agreed, Friday morning he would have been there. Matan Torah would have happened whether or not Moshe is ready or not. So Hashem was masking. And he separated from his wife. My Darish. What kind of drasha did he make to separate from his wife? So Nasa Kal V'Chomer Ba'atzim. He made the following Kal V'Chomer. Omar, he said, Uma Yisrael, the Jewish people, Shal Dibra Shechini Imam Elisha Achas. The only Hashem only spoke to them one time. The Kavu Lehem Zman. And he, not only that, but he told them when it's going to happen. He told them when it's going to happen. Omar Torah, and the Torah said, V'Hayu Nechonim, right? Be prepared for yourselves for 3 days. Al Tikshu Elisha. Don't come close to your wives. So ani, me, shekol sha'av v'sha'av shechina medaberes imi. Hashem speaks to me at any moment. Ve'at eni kovil lizman. And he doesn't tell me when he's speaking with me. I don't get an advance warning. He just starts speaking. Alach has kama v'kama. So certainly, shouldn't I separate from my wife all the time? Certainly. So all the mafarshim ask, so if he made a kal v'chomer, which is logic, then what did he do on his own? Moshe came up on his own, separate from his wife. Wasn't his own, he had a kal v'chomer, forcing him to. What did he do? wasn't like before he made a drasha out of the blue. No, it's a kal v'chomer. So he can't argue on a kal, right? You have a kal v'chomer. So the answer is the kal v'chomer is not really such a good kal v'chomer, because his whole essence, his whole being was all ruchnius. So who would have said necessarily that he has to force him, that he has to separate from her? In other words, since if the average guy is dealing with average things, okay, Montor is coming, go prepare yourself. Who said Moshe needed to prepare himself? Moshe treated himself like he was like one of the oilim. So it's not necessarily such a good kal v'chomer. And Umanol the Hiski and Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Yadav. How do you know Hashem agreed with that? That he should separate? Tiktiv, because it says Lechem or Lehem Shuvu Lechem Lo'ohalechem. That Hashem said, Moshe's repeating over the story that in Parshas Devarim, that Hashem said, and Hashem told me, tell everybody they can go back to their wives. Tiktiv Basrei, it says right over there, V'ata Po Amod Imadi. But you, Moshe, you stay with me. Meaning you don't go back. So Moshe, you thought to yourself to be Poresh, and that's correct. The Isdiyamri, others say from the Pasuk over here, Pe'el Pe' El Daberbo, that Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. So therefore what? So Tosfos points out that when Aaron and Miriam were speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe, what were they saying in essence? They were saying, why does Moshe have to separate? We also have divorce, we don't separate. So Moshe answered on the Pe'el Pe' El Daber, I speak to him face to face. My divorce is much more intimate, and I cannot be with my wife. So Tosfos has a whole discussion whether or not Moshe and Aaron knew whether Miriam and Aaron knew that Moshe separated or not. So if they knew, what would they say it for? If they knew that he did, whether Miriam and Aaron knew that Hashem was maskim. If Moshe and Aaron knew that Hashem was maskim, then what would they say it for? It doesn't make any sense. Hashem was maskim to it. So it's a whole discussion whether or not they knew. Okay, that's the second thing that he did. And the third thing is, Shibrit haluchos, he broke the luchos. My darush, what made him break the luchos? Amar, he made the following kal v'chomer. Again, u'ma pesach shu echad b'tayag mitzvos. If the carbon pesach, eating the carbon pesach, is one of the 613 mitzvos. Amar Torah, the Torah says, v'chol b'necha yolocha bo, if you're b'necha, meaning either, Rashi says, either it's someone who's not Jewish, or someone who's a mumar, either one, they're not entitled to eat the carbon pesach. So haTorah kula, I have the entire Torah here, right? All the Tayag Mitzvot and Merumas and the Aseres HaDibros. They're here right now. The Yisrael Mumarim and the Yisrael and all the whole Jewish people are a bunch of rebels now. They have the din of a Mumar because they're being over the Avodah Zarah. Al Achas Kama V'Kama. Certainly they're not entitled to this and I should break it. And Umanallah and the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado. How do you know Hashem was Maskim? Shenemar, because it says over there when he rewrote the second ones, he said, these are the luchos that are going to replace the other luchos, asher shibarta, that you broke. Farmer Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish said, yasher kochacha asher shibarta, shkoyach, yasher koyach, that you broke them. Rashi says, the word asher is similar to yasher, the correct thing to do, it's a good thing that you broke them. So all the Mepharshim asks, first of all, what do you mean? Every time it says the word asher in the Torah, that the eagle asher asa, that's also a good thing. Like, why all of a sudden out of the blue you're picking this word asher to darshan in the lashon of yasher? You don't do that anywhere else in the Torah. So some say because there's another pasuk in Parshas Ekev where it says asher shibarta v'samta ba'aron. You broke them, but you leave them in the aron. So by the fact that Hashem wants these left in the aron, it means he held that they're still kedusha. So the only way they could still be kedusha is if there was appropriate that they were broken. Otherwise, it would have been a huge slap in the face to take these broken luchos and stick them in the aron. So obviously Hashem was maskim. Others say that the pasuk could have said shesha barta, that you broke, because the Torah goes out of its way to say asher shabarta, to let you in on this deal, that the asher should be is fit to be darshaned here in this way. Right. So it's interesting. Rav Rasmus spoke this out once, that the last pasuk in the Torah is v'chal yada chazaka and everything that Moshe did le'ani b'nei Yisrael. And Rashi says that he broke the luchos, and Hashem said yashakayach that you broke the luchos. But the last Rashi in the Torah ends off with how great it was that Moshe broke the luchos. Unbelievable. Oh, another pshat is what I saw was that Moshe basically got angry. He got angry at the Bnei Yisrael and he broke the luchos. So we have this general klal that we always learn whenever we have these musar speeches, that anger, nothing good ever comes out of anger. Anger is the worst midah, it's terrible, and maybe Moshe's anger caused it was an improper response, and he shouldn't have gotten angry, and it was, when you get angry, you can't think straight, you do things that are crazy. So the Torah says, no. Yashakoyach. It was a good thing that he did that. So all the Mepharshim ask, how could he have broken the luchos, Hashem's names in the luchos? How could he have broken them? Bemazed. Some say it's not necessarily a psik resha, that had it broken the luchos, the names of Hashem were going to break also. They could still have been intact. Others say there's a medrash that right before he broke the luchos, the letters of the luchos flew off. Because the letters didn't want to have any part in the breaking. So they flew off. So if they flew off on their own, there was no problem of erasing Hashem's name. Okay. Toshma. It says in the pasuk, "V'hayu nechonim liyom hashlishi," that you should be ready for the third day. How are you ready for the third day? That's mashma, that there are not three complete days. So you should be ready for day three. So kasha l'Rabbi Yossi, that's a question on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, so he has an extra day. So how does he have an extra day if the pasuk says ready on the third day? That's mashma, there isn't an extra day. So that the Gemara answers, yeah, Ha'amrina on Yom Echad Hosef Moshe Midaito. That's right. Moshe added the extra day on his own. Hashem said, be ready on the third day, and Moshe really made it the fourth day. Toshma, we have another brayso that says as follows, very, very a cryptic brayso. It says, Shlishi, the third. Shlishi Bachodesh, the third month. V'shlishi B'Shabbos, and it was a Tuesday. So that first Shlishi, we didn't translate that yet, because we don't know what that means. But it was Sivan, the third month, and Shlishi B'Shabbos, it was a Tuesday. And that's when Moshe was told certain things. So that could only work out according to Rabbi Yossi, who says Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. If Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, then Yom Gimel could be Tuesday. But Kasha L'Rabbanan, it can't make sense according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that Rosh Chodesh was a Monday that year, right? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Amri lach Rabbanan, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, that's a Brisa. So that's Rabbi Yossi's Brisa. I don't hold like that Brisa. So now the Gemara says, Shlishi Lamai. So Shlishi for what? What was it Shlishi for? So the Gemara says, look here, the Tanya, like I have a Brisa that says as follows. It says in the Pasuk over there, for Yeshev Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. And Moshe returned the word of the to Hashem. V'ksiv, and the next Pasuk says, Vayagid Moshe is divrei ha'am el Hashem. And Moshe related the divrei ha'am to Hashem. But it doesn't say what the exchange was. What's Moshe telling Hashem twice for? So in Chumash, Rashi says something he does not say here. In Chumash, Rashi says, we said this yesterday, I think. In Chumash, Rashi says that what the Bnei Yisrael requested, which is not in the text, they requested, they don't want to hear that's the difference from Moshe. They don't want to hear it from a shliach. They don't want to hear it from Hashem himself. Here, the Gemara is going to say something different. Here, the Gemara says, Ma amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. What did Hashem tell Moshe? Uma amal lahem Moshe l'Yisrael. What did Hashem relate to the Jewish people? Uma amru Yisrael l'Moshe. What did Yisrael say back to Moshe? Uma heshev Moshe l'vnei gvura. And what did Hashem answer back to Hashem? What did Moshe answer back to Hashem? Pasuk just says, Moshe told, the Vayeshev Moshe, Moshe answered, and Vayagid Moshe, Moshe told. What else happened? Just something else must have gone on, because There's an exchange of back and forth, but we don't know what it is. So in the Chumash, Rashi says there was the request to be heard from Hashem directly. Here the Gemara says, "Zu mitzvah hakbala." It's the mitzvah to create a boundary that no one was allowed to go next to Har Sinai. No one was allowed to go next to Har Sinai. It was a boundary. So that's what was going on here. Now Hashem told them the boundary. Then told back, "Okay, we accept the boundary. Fine. That's what's going on. That's the back and forth." Divrei Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says no. But Chila Piresh Onsha. First, Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael all the Onshim that are going to come to them, all the Onshim for mitzvos, for averos. The Chiv, because it says Vayeshev Moshe, it says the word Vayeshev. And the Gemara learns out, Dvarim Shemash Bibin Daito Shel Adam. Something that like razzles the mind. Like it gets you all upset. Rashi says it's a pasuk in Yeshaya somewhere. Yeshaya that the word Shovev could mean like being all upset. So Moshe got them all upset by telling them all the onshim. Ulbasof, and in the end, and after that, Pirish Matan Schara. He then told them the schar. The tziv, because it says, Vayaged Moshe, Vayaged. the word vayaged. Dvarim shemoshkin libo shel adam, something that draws a person to want to hear more. Ka'agada, like Agada to Gemara. Everyone loves Agada to Gemara, right? Stories, it's great. So Moshe told them tzchar, and it was so appealing to them, like Agada to Gemara is appealing to everybody. That's the word vayaged. Agada. So, right? So that's the word vayaged, alluding to that. Vigdi Yamri, others have it exactly reversed. B'tchila, Pirishma, and Tzchara. First, Moshe told him about Tzchar. T'tziv, Yeshev Moshe, Dvarim Shem Hashiv, and Daito Shaladim. Something that calms a person down. But they hear all about all the Tzchar they're going to get. It's very calming. It's very nice. Ulbasof, and after that, Pirish, Onsha, Hashem. Moshe told the B'nai Yisrael all about Onshim. T'tziv, because it says, V'yaged Moshe. Dvarim Shekashim La'adam. It's something that's hard for a person to take. Kigidin. Just like a certain kind of vegetable, which is very hard. Some kind of vegetable. Rashi says yorek mar, bitter vegetable, kigidim. So it's two different. All the mafarshim say it's two different approaches to how you get a person to you know. Do you want to tell them all the bad news first, or do you tell them all the good news first? Two different approaches. So that's the exchange that was going on over there. So the Panei Yeshua says Rashi's not arguing on the Gemara. Rashi's saying that when they made the request about hearing right directly from Hashem, that showed so much appreciation, so much anticipation, that they got the mitzvah of Hagbalah as a, not as a reward, but it's all combined, it's all together, it's all the same thing. That's how the Panei Yeshua answers the Rashi, not arguing on the Gemara. Okay, next. Toshma, another brayta that's a little enigmatic. It says Shishi, which we don't know what the Shishi means. Then Shishi b'chodesh, the sixth day of the month. And Shishi b'shabbat, and it was a Friday. Right? So it's a kasha on the Rabbanon. It's a kasha on the, we didn't explain the first Shishi yet. But it's a kasha on the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon say it happened on Shabbos. It didn't happen on Friday. So Hanami Rabbi Yossi. That's also Rabbi Yossi. No, I'm sorry. The kasha is not that it happened on, the kasha is that point, if it happened on Friday, then the only way that could be is if Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. That's the kasha. And the Rabbanon say Rosh Chodesh is on Monday. So it's a kasha on him. So Hanami Rabbi Yossi. It's also Rabbi Yossi. That bride's also Rabbi Yossi. I don't have to argue on Rabbi Yossi. Shishi Lamai. 6 day for what? What was the 6 day for? So Rava Amar, Rava says, L'chani Yasan. It was the 6 day since they got there. And the implication is, if it's the 6 day since they got there, that means that they traveled on Shabbos. Because that means they got there on Sunday. We're not saying that it was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh could have been Monday. But it's the 6 day when they got there. The only way you can get somewhere on Sunday is if you're traveling on Shabbos. Right. That what, he agreed with this? Right, so he was saying that they traveled on Shabbos, and they arrived on Sunday. Is that not a theory? Right, they were tired from traveling, right. What? What's that? We're going to get to that in a minute. Rav Acha, how can you travel on Shabbos? Isn't it an Avera? We'll get to that in a minute. 1 minute. Oh, we're going to get to that in 1 minute. Rav Acha, Yaakov says, it wasn't 6 days of when they traveled. It's 6 days Lama'at Sa'an from when they arrived. Meaning, they could have traveled on Sunday and they arrived on Monday. They could have traveled on, right, I'm sorry, 6 days from when they got there. From when they stopped. Which means that they didn't travel on Shabbos. And they're arguing about what was told to them in Mara. We all know, we all have this, we all learned this. That when the Bnei Yisrael were in Mara, before Matan Torah, they were given the mitzvah of Shabbos. Right? What were they given? They were given all Lamates Melachos and the whole Chil Gimel Mishnah, they were given everything? What were they given? So it's a machlokas over here. The Chsiv, because it says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. How do we know that they got the Shabbos in Mara? Well, Rashi says, there's a pasuk that says, Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat. And one of them means Shabbos. In the second Aseres Hadibros, it says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like commanded you before. Rashi says it's not referring to the first Aseres Hadibros, it's referring to Mara. Why not? Because Rashi says, maybe the Ritva, that the second Aseres Hadibros has nothing extra than the first Aseres Hadibros. They're all the same. So when he refers back to what I commanded you already, it can't be the first Aseres Hadibros. There's nothing different. What? It's Dibarechad. The whole thing is Dibarechad. So it can't be referring to the first Aseres Hadibros. It must be referring to some other time when the Bnei Yisrael got some other mitzvah. So Gemara says it's Mara. At Mara they got Shabbos. Vamar Yehuda Amarav, Kashet Livcha B'Mara, like commanded you in Mara. So Mar Savar, one holds, Rava holds, a Shabbos Ikbid, they were only told about Shabbos, Atchumin Lo Ikbid, they weren't told about Tchumin. So they were allowed to travel for a long time. Umar Savar, one holds, Atchumin Nami Ikbid, they were also told about Tchumin, therefore they couldn't travel on Shabbos. What about carrying? That's a whole discussion. Had they carried everything? Right? They were told about Shabbos, but they weren't told about Tchum. So what about carrying? All the Mepharshim say it can't be that they took the tents down on Friday, because who knew when they were going to leave? What are they taking the tents down for? They don't know they're moving. They weren't told till the time was to move. So they had to take the tents down. So some say that when it says Tchum, it means Hotcha also. But the carrying wasn't a problem. And the only way you can get out of all the problems is that what the Chasam Sofer says, and the Pnei Yeshua and others, they never did anything by themselves. Every malacha was done with somebody else, so it was never a doraisa, they were over. Because there was always two people doing one malacha. And if two people do one malacha that one person can do, that's not a good answer. Oh, so it must be the two people doing the malachas that one person could not do, and one person could do. Right. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Taking down the tents, they didn't do it alone, or they did it with a shinui. Everything had to have been a way to get out of it, because otherwise they would all be Mechal Shabbos. It was probably the midrash was probably a Carmelist, right? The whole issue doesn't really. So the only problem you're really going to have is Hotza. But even Hotza, you're not going to have a problem if it's a Carmelist. Right, that's probably the answer. Right, but the Bnei Yisrael themselves created a machana. Right, the Bnei Yisrael themselves. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. The Bnei Yisrael themselves created a Rishus Rabim Zoraisa, right? That's what Moshe Fein says. That's his problem with the Erev in Brooklyn. I don't want to get into politics. That's his problem. No, that was his problem. He said Brooklyn is no different than the Machna. And if in the Machna there was no Erev, how can there be an Erev in Brooklyn? That's what Moshe held. What? That make the papers? So that's how you get out of all the problems. Even if you're going to hold that they were told about Shabbos, either they did things with a Shinui, or two people did it together, or Hotza was not included. One Rishon says that they didn't do any Hotza because they were only over the Avera of Mechamer, meaning they piled everything on the animals. And leading the animals, even though it's Usar on Shabbos, there's no kares for that. It's not one of the Lamates Malachos. So when it says here Tchumen, it doesn't really mean Tchumen, it means anything there's no kares for, including Mechamer. And that's how they got around the problem of Hotza. How'd they get around the problem of taking down the tent? So it must be they either did a Kalachayad, or they did it with somebody else. That's how you get around all these problems. So maybe for Shabbos there was Chayv Onish. Right. Toshma. So it says as follows. Another question on everybody. Nisan Shabo Yotzu Yisholm Mitzrayim. The Nisan, the year that they went out, this is not hard, just have to hold cup, it's not hard. Nisan Shabo Yotzu Yisholm Mitzrayim. The Nisan, when the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim that year, Ba'arba Asar, on the 14th, Shachtu Pitzchayim. They shechted the carbon Pesach. Bachamisha Asa Yatsu, on the 15th day, went out. Ula Erev Laku Bechoros. And that night was Makas Bechoros. So the Gemara says, what? La Erev Salta Daitach? Makas Bechoros was the night before that. It was Wednesday. We're going to see what night it was. It was the night after they shechted the carbon Pesach. Not the night after they left. Eli, you're right. Miba Erev Laku Bechoros. The night before. Va'osu Hayom, the day they left, was Chamishi B'Shabbos Hayom. Was a Thursday. The day they left, was on a Thursday. Tosfos says that if that was true, then the tenth day was Shabbos, and he quotes the Medrash about Shabbos HaGadol. Either when they tied the animal to the bed and everyone came, what's that? And they couldn't do anything about it, and that's a nace, that's why we celebrate Shabbos HaGadol. Tosfos actually brings out a different story. There was a battle between the Bechoros, the Bechorim, and that was also a nace. Either way, and that only makes sense if Pesach was on a Thursday, because they were told 4 days before, so it has to be a Shabbos. Now, mid chamesar b'Nisan chamisha b'Shabbos. Since the 15th day of Nisan was a Shabbos, Reish Yarcha de'ir Shabbosa. The first day of Ir was also a Shabbos. If you do the math, it makes sense. If Nisan has 30 days, which it always does, Reish Yarcha de'Sivan chad b'Shabbos, and the first day of Sivan was on a Sunday. That only makes sense if Iyar is Chasef. If Iyar is 29 days. And we're alternating 30-29, 30-29. So if you do this Cheshvin, it comes out that Rosh Chodesh is a Sunday. Kasha. Kasha le Rabbanon. It's a kasha on the Rabbanon. Why is it a kasha on the Rabbanon?
They say Rosh Chodesh
was on. They say Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday, so it's a problem with them. So Amri Lach Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon are going to answer. Ear da he shaita avure uvra, that the ear of that year did have 30 days, so therefore everything gets pushed over one day, and therefore Rosh Chodesh on a Monday. Tashma, another question. It says, we said another bride said delo avru nisan shabo yatsi yisrael b'mitzrayim, the year that they went out of Mitzrayim, that in Nisan was Nisan didn't pass. So what that means is as follows: Barba Asar on the 14th day shachtu pischeihem, they shachted the Karban Pesach. The Chamisha Asar Yatsu, they went out the 15th. Ula Erev in the evening before, evening Laku Bechoros was Lakas Bechoros. So again, Erev Laku that night, it's not that night. Ela Ema Miba Erev Laku Bechoros, the night before, right? Va'osu Hayom Chamishi B'Shabbes Haya, and the Yitzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. So when was Lakas Bechoros? Wednesday night. When was the Karban Pesach? Wednesday. So Hishlim Nisan, if you finish up Nisan, so the ear Leos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh ear falls out on a Shabbos, right? Chaser ear is Chaser, the ear is Sivan Leos Bechon B'Shabbos, and Sivan falls out on a Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on a Sunday, so it's the same problem. Kasha L'Rabbanan who hold that it was on a Monday, so the Gemara says Hamani Rabbi Yosihi, that rise is Rabbi Yosi. Why didn't we say that before? We didn't say that before. Before we said we're going to add an extra day in ear. So I didn't find an answer for that.
Well,
because
here this specifically says that ER was not the Ubar, so you can't give that answer.
Yeah, I see. But that's okay. Then maybe that's Pshat. Maybe that's Pshat. Okay, very good, very good. Because it says it outright that ER that year was that had to be a Chaser. Okay, good. No. It says Chaser ni ER, Chaser ER. So since Chaser ER, you can't say that it was Mali. It was Chaser. Right. Very good. Very good. Okay. So Kashlo. So, okay, fine. Amar of Papa. Toshma, the Yisu Me'ilam Me'elim, they came to Elim V'yavo Paldas Bnei Yisrael. This is by the Parshas Haman, right? By the Parshas Haman, they got to this place Elim, and they complained, and then the whole story of the Mon. So B'chamisha Arsa Yom L'Chodesh Hasheni, on the 15th day of the second month, which is the 15th day of Iyar, V'osu Hayom Shabbos Haya, that day was Shabbos. Dichsiv, because it says Uboker Isam Es Kivod Hashem. So that day was Shabbos. So the 15th day of Iyar now was Shabbos. Uksiv, and it says, Shesh is Yom Til Ketuhu, that in 6 days you're going to gather the Mon, and then on Shabbos there's no gathering of the Mon. So, Ubidachamisa B'Iyar Shabbata, since the 15th day of Iyar was a Shabbos, Reish Yarchad Siv and Chad Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Siv comes out on a Sunday. So, assuming that it's Chaser. So, Kasha L'Rabbanon, it's a Kasha L'Rabbanon, who hold Rosh Chodesh on a Monday, so they're going to give the same answer. Amrilei, Amalach Rabbanon, Ir da Hishaita, Avurei Uvra. That year, the year was Malei, so it comes one extra day. So Amalei Rav Chabibi, someone say it's Rav someone else, Mechaznol, Rav Ashi, Toshma, it says, Vayihi Bachodesh Harishon, Bashana Hashenis, on the first day of the month of the second year, meaning Be'echad Lachodesh, on the first day of the month, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. This is the year after they left Mitzrayim. And what does it say? Hukam HaMishkan. That was the day of the Chanukas HaMishkan. That was Yom HaShmini of the Shmini of the Shmonis Yimei HaMiluim. That day, right, was an Echad Lachodesh. So Tana, we have a brayta that says, Oso Yom, that day, Natal Eser Ataros. That day has 10 crowns. Meaning that day was special for 10 reasons. Why was it special for 10 reasons? Number one, Rishon. Rishon L'maisa Bereshis. That day was a Sunday. Just like the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis was a Sunday. So that day was a Sunday. Rishon L'Nesiyim. It was the first day that Nachshon brought a carbon Nesiyim. Rishon L'Kahuna. It was the first day that Aaron was inaugurated as a Kohen. Rishon L'Avoda. It was the first day that the Rashi says that the carbon Tamid was brought on a regular basis. Rishon L'Yerida Se'esh. It was the first day that Tamid Tukat Esh Al Mizbeach Losich Be'ach happened on that day. That was the first day that the Esh came down from heaven as did every day. Rishon L'Achilas Kodshim. It was the first day that the Achilas Kodshim. Rashi says that means that they could only Kodshim in holy places. They could eat whatever they wanted. That they stay in the Makom HaMishkan and eat Kodshim. Rishon L'Shachon Shechina. It was the first day that Shechina rested there permanently. Rishon L'Varechas Yisrael. It was the first day that Aaron did Birchas Kahanim. Rishon L'Isra Bamos. It was the first day that Bamos were Asered. Now there was a Mishkan. No more Bamos. No more private altars. Rishon L'Chadashim. And it's the first month. When we count the months, Nisan's first. So all this is only brought for the first one. The first one, what we say, that in the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell in on a Sunday. Right? Umidereish Yachar b'Nisan, Dahai, Shata, Chad b'Shabbos. Since that year, Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, the Ishtakeid b'Dal b'Shabbos. It must be that the first year, the year of Metzias Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Wednesday. Which is going to be a problem on both of them. Why on a Wednesday? The Tanya, because you have a Brisa that says as follows. Acherim Omrim, Acherim say, Ein bein atzeres la atzeres. There's no difference between one year and the next year when Shavuos falls out. Ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference in the years when Rosh Hashanah falls out. Ela dalad yalam bolvad. There's a 4-day difference. Why? Because there are 354 days in the calendar. 7 is divided into 354. 7 goes into 7, 7 days of the week. It goes into 350 evenly. You're left over with 4. So whatever day you have this year, the next year is going to be pushed off 4 days. Right? Assuming you have alternating months of 30, 29, 30, 29. If you add 6 months of 30, 6 months of 29, that will give you 354. 7 goes into that evenly with 4 remainder. So for every year, whatever day it is today, next year is going to be pushed off 4 days. And if it's a leap year, hey, it's going to be pushed off 5 days. So, because the other will push it off one extra day. So if you have, if the second year Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, it must be that the year before that it was 4 days earlier, which was a Wednesday. So if that's true, then Reish Yachad the Iyar B'Mali Shabbata, then Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Shabbat, Reish Yachad the Sivim B'Shabbata. Rosh Chodesh Sivim falls out now on a Shabbos. So Kasha Bein L'Rabbi Yossi Bein L'Rabbanan. It's a Kasha according to both of them. How can both of them say it was on a Shabbos? That can't be. So L'Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin. He's going to have to say that that year, there were 7, an extra month was Chaser. If an extra month was, what month was Chaser, it's going to push off. It's going to push the year, it's going to push one extra day. So therefore there'll be one extra day, and Rosh Chodesh will fall out on a Sunday. L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Ches Chesarim Avid. That year had 8 days, 8 months of Chaser, and therefore that's going to push it off 2 days, and therefore they'll get Rosh Chodesh to be a Monday. So we have a few minutes left. In the few minutes remaining, the Mogen Avraham raises the following question. Other people raise it too. If Rosh Chodesh, Mogen Avraham asks it in a funny way. He says as follows. If the Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday, right? If Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday, we've been figuring it out with the months. But there's something else that we always do every year between Pesach and Shavuos, which is count the Omer. If they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, that means the first day of the Omer was on Friday. Second day of Pesach is day one of the Omer. If you count 50 days later, it's going to fall out on a Friday. It doesn't make a difference when Rosh Chodesh is. It's irrelevant. We're counting 50 days from the day they left Mitzrayim. If you count that, Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday. Vav Sivan falls out on a Friday. Not Vav Sivan, I'm sorry. The 50th day, whenever that is, the 50th day falls out on a Friday. So the Magen Avraham asks, how can we say on Shavuot? How can we say in Davening? Yom Matan Torah Seinu. It's not true. It's not even true. So all the Mepharshim answer, we don't say Yom, we say Zman. It's the Zman. Okay, so it's one day off, it's the Zman. Right? Zman. The question is, how can these Amorayim say what they're saying? Fine, they're Magen Avraham. But how can Rav Papa say that they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday? If you left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, Matan Torah is on a Friday. So that's the answer? That the Moshe added an extra day? So what, the 1 year, the year of Matan Torah, the Matan Torah was given on the 51st day of the Omer? That's such a, some people say that. That's such a dachuk.
The Omer was
it's not a problem of how we behave, because we're going to see later on in tomorrow's, the first few lines of tomorrow's daf, it's a whole machlokas if it really happened on a Thursday. Who said Omer had anything to do with Matan Torah? No, what do you mean who said? Certainly it did. Is it the 50th day, the day of Matan Torah? Don't we count the Omer to pattern that? The 49 days of preparation and the 50th day with Matan Torah?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. That Shavuos is set up. But somewhere there's no reference
I never. So what someone's suggesting is that there's no connection between Shavuot and Matan Torah at all, between the Omer and Matan Torah at all. I assumed otherwise. Some say that Dafka by Shavuot, that some I saw this last night, that really the Matan Torah lasted for 2 days. The first day was, since Moshe added the extra day, so that was a day of Torah Shabbat Peh, which Moshe did on his own, which is right the Torah of human, and the Shabbos was the Torah of Bitzav, was the Torah of Hashem. Others say similar idea that it's the 2 days alludes to the fact that they always are, that in Chutz La'aretz they're going to be second day Yontif, which is a very difficult answer because that's just a b'dieved. That's not how could the Torah
is that, but have.
Right, how can that be built into the whole Indian Talmud of Shavuos? Right. I don't know, this question's been bothering me for a long time. I think the assumption is, like, again, it's not a problem how we do it, because we don't have to say that it was on a Thursday. We don't have that problem. We could say it was on a Wednesday, and it won't be a problem, or a Friday. But tomorrow they're going to say that, no, they left on a Friday. If that's on a Friday, how are you going to fit it in with Shabbos HaGadol? That's a separate problem. How are you going to fit that in? That's a problem. But how can they all say it was on a Thursday? You run into a big problem. It's very difficult to say that it was on the 51st day of the Omer. I thought that we always assumed that it was on the 50th day. Right? We always hear this 49 days of Tumah, right? 49 levels of Tumah, and each day was for another corresponding, and then they got the Matan Torah. What?
It says Tisperu Chamishim,
we only count
49. Maybe it
wasn't 51st day. Well, I think it's Tisperu 450, right? We don't count 50th day of the Omer. Right? That's just, it was night joke. What? That's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says counting 50.
It is what the Pasuk says.
What was that? How
the Pasuk says count 50 days.
Yeah.
But that's what, I mean, you have to, you can take the Torah Shabbat and not take the Torah
Shabbat. Right.
That's what I'm explaining. If you think on the 15th day, you
celebrate. Right. The Master of Shekel has a long piece over there by the Magen Avraham trying to explain it. But he's really explaining our practice. He's not explaining the Amorayim. He's not explaining how they say what they say. Yeah.
What was the Hafiz Bar's question about Rosh Chodesh Nisan being on Sunday the next year?
No, it was the second. Yeah.
The assumption of Gemara is that their calendar is saying we have our calendar.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Gemara's.
The answer, but why would we assume that?
Because why should we assume anything different? You have this all the time.
Because of Akkadi Chodesh Rosh Chodesh, so why would we assume their calendar is the way ours?
Because the lunar cycle is 29.5 days. So you figured that.
Right, it's right. It's an average. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is you don't have to say that. You know, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is you're not bound by that. You're not bound by what we do today to have it over there. But even today we have, you know, Kislev sometimes has 30, sometimes 29. It's not so cut and dry anyway. Even today, okay. Today's shiur was learned by Ilan Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Miriam Hakohen.
What did they do in the Zman HaMikdash when they were